Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
Over the last couple weeks, you sent in submissions of items from all around your house. What's this worth? Well, our friend Ryan Breckling is an expert auctioneer from Nest Egg Auctions. He has selected some of the ones that he thought were the coolest, and he's going to be featuring them all this week. Ryan, what do we have up first today?
This one is from Sharla. She has something that was found in her house. When she purchased the house, it was already there. This is an enormous cast iron and steel letter press.
Hmm.
Now, before we had digital printing presses and things like that, you had to use what? Movable type? The little lead letters, set everything, put the paper, use the ink, pump it up with your foot, and run this press. When I was a kid, my father had 4 of these in the basement.
No kidding.
Yeah, he used to print, Super Bowl tickets for the local bet makers, let's just say.
What?
Wow. That's quite something.
And
might have known some of Anna's relatives.
Hey!
So I grew up operating one of these, and they're dangerous. There's moving parts. It'll take your hand right off.
It could have eaten you. He just sent his son to the basement.
I'm 9 years old printing Super Bowl tickets, right?
Oh, my gosh.
For a while, it was a way to make money. So if you owned one of these presses, you could charge people to print things for them. Wedding invitations, whatever it was.
Right, right.
Passports. As time went on, as time went on, they became obsolete and no one wanted them. When my father ended his printing business and stopped getting orders, we tried to sell them. And no one would pay for them.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, we ended up taking sledgehammers to them and scrapping them.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So that's also why when they bought the house, this was just free in the basement.
Right.
So although it's beautiful, it's old, it's interesting, it's worth about $150 in scrap metal.
What's amazing to me, right, because you think of all the other things that have become collectible, and I guess, like, print really is dead.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so dead.
Dead. Hey, let's not say that.
I mean, I'm sad about it for them, I guess. I mean, just, wow. I'm happy for Ryan that he kept all his fingers and toes.
Me too. That's good.
Seriously.
You know, speaking of things like a letterpress, it's a little bit different, but how about the typewriters? I have an antique typewriter in my house. Are those worth any money?
Typewriters is a totally different thing. See, this letterpress is enormous, right? It weighs about 2,000 pounds, and it's hard to move around.
Mm-hmm.
The typewriter, you could throw one in your car. It's got a handle on it. So they're highly collectible, especially the beautiful ones with the nice shiny keys and the complicated mechanisms.
Mm.
A good typewriter can bring $2,000 or $3,000.
I bought one at a flea market and I absolutely loved the thing. And you know who else really, really loves them too? Small children. And it has been destroyed over the years because they come and they just want to play with it and they want to push the buttons and see the thing go up. And now it's a complete mess. But, yeah, I mean, they're really cool. And you can still see them everywhere. I think I picked that one up for like $80 or something like that.
I mean, there's writers out there that believe that there's, you know, a whole lot more soul into those old machines, right? So, you know, they may channel that, use that when they're going ahead and putting together a book or whatever it may be. Not going to happen for you.
No, not me. All right, we have more with Ryan Breckland coming up next.
Welcome to Anna and Raven's Roadshow. Today they examine items to determine if they have any hidden treasures.
You submitted all your items over the last few weeks, and now we're going to find out, well, what they're worth. Ryan Breckland is an expert auctioneer from Nest Egg Auctions. Ryan, what did you decide to feature today?
So this message is from Brandy, and she sends a single collector plate. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen these things?
Mm.
It comes in a fancy box. There's a whole series. You can get 12 months of the year. Some of them are Hummel. Some of them are, you know, historic events, that sort of thing.
Elvis. I feel like the Elvis plates.
The Elvis plates, absolutely.
Right.
They're not all Elvis, but yes, I get what you mean. A category of plates like that, yeah.
These plates were created about the time when credit cards started coming out. So the idea was that if you wanted to collect, you gave your credit card number to the company, in this case, you know, Franklin Mint or Bohème. And every month you got a new surprise in the mail.
It's genius.
Yes. For, let's say, $25 or $35. And you could hang them on the wall. You could collect them. You were investing in something that someday would be worth $1.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor Elvis.
Wait, even the Elvis plates or just the ones that she has?
I have one with a sailboat on it somewhere. My grandmother left it to us. I thought it was going to be worth my retirement.
If you go on eBay, you can fill the holes in your collection for between $10 and $50. That's probably retail price.
Mm.
But I was at an auction not that long ago, and they had a rack with 300 plates on it.
Oh, no.
300. Someone collected that many. This was from their house, and that rack sold for exactly $300.
I mean, that is a lifetime wasted.
I mean,
hate to say that.
Yeah.
That somebody's, you know, mother or son or father or whatever, but they spent all that time and all that money collecting those.
You know, you could use it once and then throw it away, right? Why pay to wash it?
It's like a paper plate. Better for the environment, I guess.
Imagine that you had carted that from house to house your whole life.
Right.
Oh, sad.
Well, funny you should bring that up. Last time Ryan was here, you told me to stop saving my china. It's never going to be worth anything. And this past Christmas, I opened it up and we ate our Christmas dinner on our china. And my mom was horrified. She was like, oh my God. I was like, it's not going to be worth anything. We paid like $150 a setting. Like, we are going to eat off these plates.
I love the idea of your mother eating at Christmas and a tear rolling down her cheek. You're eating out of china.
You're going to wear it out.
Oh, no.
And by the way, you can put it right in the dishwasher.
Oh, he said it.
Yeah.
Sacrilegious.
Just are you
go
crazy? So, in general, like, you see a lot of these at Goodwill and a lot of plates everywhere. Like, they're not worth it. Like, unless you need actual plates to eat on, don't think about them as a collector or a long-term investment.
Right. If you're a flipper, maybe you're out picking and trying to find something. You could buy it for a few bucks and sell it on eBay and make a small profit. Go for it. Have fun with it. But I wouldn't buy that as part of your investment portfolio. No.
All right, we're going to have more with Ryan Brecklin coming up tomorrow.